This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This great mobile unit and what it means to be here in Buffalo in Western New York.
Sure. Well, it's great to be here. The whole reason that we built the Mobile Museum of Tolerance are to make sure that students across the state have access to these kinds of lessons. While in Los Angeles we have our physical bricks and mortar facility that close to 9 million students have visited, we recognize that across the state and across the country, kids do not necessarily have that kind of access, but now they do. And we're so thankful to the state, to Governor Hochul, to really making sure to help partner with us and being able to fund a unit like this to make sure that everybody has access, every student, every school district, and with partnerships that we have here, you know, with the Jewish Federation of Buffalo, to make sure that together we can deliver this to the school districts. It's just an incredible day to be able to launch this in Western New York.
What kind of things can they learn? What lessons are in there for them?
So right now we have five different modules. So schools can pick either one of those as they see appropriate and come back and do more. So they can learn about the Holocaust. They can learn about civil rights. But also one of the key parts of this is that in all of these lessons, they're not lessons just for the sake of history. They're lessons also to show that students can be empowered, that they have a social responsibility to play in these challenging times to make sure that they can do something about hate, that they have a role to play against fighting hate, and that they should be active change makers in our society. And these lessons are there to give them the tools, to give them the resources, and to inspire them, not just to do it, but to show them how to do it.
Now more important than ever, I mean, bringing this here, Miriam is a host of it too. Your thoughts on that? Because, you know, there's been so much, you know, conspiracy theories about the Holocaust. I mean, how frightening is that?
The Mobile Museum of Tolerance is really an educational treasure, and we're so fortunate to have it here in Buffalo for 6 months. In these times of rising anti-Semitism, it's more important now than ever to share the story of the Jewish people. And the lessons that you learn from the Holocaust, the lessons that we can learn from the stories of the Jewish people, are really critical for students to understand, because they're tools that can teach about empathy, that can teach about tolerance. And our hope is that after an experience on the museum, students will leave feeling empowered to be moral change agents, to identify hate, to stand up to identity-based hate. And this is just to emphasize again, this is such an exceptional opportunity for our community. This bus is fully funded by New York State, and the Buffalo Jewish Federation is really honored to be a partner with the Simon Wiesenthal Center to bring this educational treasure here to Buffalo.
How long will it be here?
So part of what we're looking at is that these are going to be permanently across the state. So every time schools register that they want lessons, we have an operations team that makes sure that the schools that register for it get it, and we anticipate that every single school district's going to want it. So it's our job between we have this unit and we have another one coming in 2 or 3 weeks. So as soon as right now schools can register for it. There's an app that is on the bus that they can register. We had superintendents here all day today who took that app and know that they can send it to their schools and register for it, and we're here to serve every single school district for as long as necessary.